Weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Now, let me read this little account, just part of this article by Chris Calcino in the Cairns Post today. Cautious optimism has hit the far north as property owners hope a $10 billion insurance shake-up would finally reverse years of crippling premium hikes. The Prime Minister's visit to Cairns to spruik a $10 billion guarantee for the Australian Reinsurance Pool Corporation to cover cyclone damage has raised expectations of a dramatic drop in premium prices. However, the absence of fine details about what sort of reductions can be expected and when has residents wary about celebrating too early. Now, listen to this. This is Clifton Sands Holiday Apartments owner, Linda St. Quentin. She's watched her premiums catapult from $8,000 a year in 2013 to $43,000 this year. She said competition had also dropped out of the market with only one company, Sure Insurance, willing to cover the Clifton Beach complex. She said, quote, it's take it or leave it. You just can't justify that. Nothing's changed. We've had no cyclone and the building has stood for nearly 40 years with no claim. She said she spoke to a Gold Coast mortgage broker 3 months ago who said, insuring her building would cost $8,500 in the southern coastal city. That's the Gold Coast. She's paying $43,000. It's an obscenity, isn't it? An absolute obscenity. And they've been getting away with it for years. Is it about to come to an end? Don't know. Get a bit of an idea now because I've got a gentleman by the name of James Nicholas on the line. James is President, Strata Community Association of Queensland. James, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well and interesting. You would have been having some very interesting discussions the last 24 hours, I presume. Did you get an early tip-off, like late the day before or whatever?
We did get an indication late the day before, yes. We've been campaigning for this and sort of measures to improve Far North Queensland insurance for well over 18 months now. So we've been having this conversation for quite a long time. And I think your comment at the start about being cautiously optimistic is exactly where we are at the moment. It's certainly the right message. Obviously, the devil's in the detail, but our members and their residents have been crying out for a very long time, so it's long overdue.
Now, I presume you'd be in a position to understand what body corporate members have been going through. They've been having sleepless nights. Not only the obscene amounts of money they're being asked for, but companies saying, no, we're not interested. Go away. They've really struggled. Some of these big blocks have really struggled to get cover at all.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, probably about 12 months ago, the information that we were getting from our members started going from a discussion around affordability to a discussion around availability. And it was terrifying. We were hearing members saying they can't get insurance at any price. And these are buildings that are under a statutory obligation to insure.
Yes.
So they don't have any choice. There's multiple residents, not just financial security, but lives on the line here. And they were in situations where they were telling us, we just can't get insurance. And so we went from sort of, you know, banging the drum to just screaming at the top of our lungs to anyone who would listen. We were very fortunate that sort of just prior to the election, Robbie Katter up in the north really got behind our cause and had a press conference at one of the schemes up there in Townsville. In fact, that was affected. They had a more than 300% increase in their premiums, and we started to get some election promises at state level, and now it looks like the feds are finally listening. So at least the message is getting through. But when, you know, the affordability issues were scary enough, when you start talking about no availability, because as you said before, for reasons of what were perceived to be too high a risk, people were essentially just dropping out of this market. Mm. And when you've only got one insurer and they already feel like they've got enough risk and their reinsurers are telling them, we don't want any more risk in this market, you just can't get the product.
Now, put the home insurance to one side for a moment. It said here yesterday the Prime Minister announced a plan to specifically reduce insurance costs for strata properties by committing $40 million for the North Queensland Strata Title Resilience Pilot Program starting next year. Now, compared with the original part of the announcement, that seems a little bit light on. What are your thoughts?
Look, it's part of the equation. I mean, the bigger and more impressive part of it is obviously the reinsurance pool.
Yes.
And that takes significant amount of risk out of the equation for insurers, making this market more attractive and therefore is going to increase competition. At the same time, the resilience of the specific buildings is still important. So from what I understand, and I'm not an insurer, but I've had plenty of conversations with them and with the Insurance Council of Australia, from what I understand, there is a sort of postcode type of approach to this, where if your building is in this area, then it has a certain risk rating. And then there's a specific to the building, what individual risks does this building have? And so if you have a building that's not been well maintained, then that's going to add to the problem. Proportionally, it's certainly not the biggest part of the equation. But James Cook University started, and I'm going to say it was about 2 or 3 years ago now, they started this pilot program where the idea was they would do heavily subsidised or free building inspection reports of properties up there and tell them what they needed to fix in their buildings. Problem at the time was, A, insurance premiums were so high, and B, because of that, the amount of money that these buildings had to address any issues that might come forward was so low that I think the uptake on this was really poor, because buildings were kind of going, we don't want a report that tells us we've got to fix the roof. We don't have the money to fix the roof. Yeah. So by the government injecting, and I appreciate that it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but by the government injecting that money into that program, it should again take the risk out of it for buildings that if they go, well, hang on, we need to replace our roof, there's funding available for that, well, we'll do it, and therefore that will keep the insurer happy.
Now, you have some doubts. I mean, you're saying the devil's in the detail. Fundamentally, what are your concerns? What needs to be more clarified, if you like, in what's been announced to make you rest more easy about what's coming the middle of next year?
Well, ultimately, because we're talking about de-risking that market, the details such as what are the types of risk that are going to apply to that reinsurance pool. I mean, you would imagine that cyclone would be one of them.
Yep.
I mean, as many people, and particularly, recently are aware, the definition of flood can be really important when you have insurance. So always the devil's in the detail, because if the product that you have doesn't cover you for a specific type of risk, then it's not as valuable. So essentially it's going to be making sure that those pieces line up, that you say, well, whatever recourse that you can have out of that reinsurance pool will actually align with the specific risks that we need to come out of that insurance product to make it cheaper. And making sure that there aren't, so many trip hazards in the fine print that, it looks good from the outside, but the reality is no one will ever be able to claim under it. I mean, there are programs like this operating in other countries like France and New Zealand, and have operated for many years. So there's certainly models out there for how these things can work well. We have the counterterrorism reinsurance pool in Australia. We've just thankfully never had to call upon it. So, these models exist. We just really want to make sure it's not headline grabbing stuff, that it's something that actually stacks up in the product itself.
Great to talk to you today, James. Thank you.
You're welcome, John.
That's James Nicholas, President of the Strata Community Association of Queensland. News is next.